Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Books of Umber, Dragon Games, by P.W. Catanese, narrated by Richard Poe, and directed by Robert Pear.
Chapter 1. The boy gripped the railing tight. He watched the Leviathan's enormous tail rise from the brine until it almost broke the surface and then sweep down again in a powerful and dreamlike rhythm that propelled the barge through a rolling black sea. The port city of Kurahaven, storm-battered but still glorious, was far behind, and the sun's fire had been doused hours before on the horizon ahead. Happenstance eyed the dark waves uneasily. He'd hoped his dread of water might fade as he spent more hours plying its surface. But it's as bad as ever, Hap thought, with a little twist at the corner of his mouth. His shoulders rose toward his ears. There was an open hatch on the deck of the barge, with stairs leading down to the spacious central cabin. A giddy sound drifted up the stairs and into the night. Hap recognized the particular laugh of his guardian. Lord Umber was in his usual high spirits, which were always at their loftiest after a satisfying meal and a hot mug of his beloved coffee, and with the prospect of some thrilling discovery ahead. Hap walked to the railing at the square prow to see what might lie before them. His extraordinary eyes pierced the darkness and found Nima, the barge's captain, sitting cross-legged on the back of the Leviathan Baroon. Perhaps sensing that someone was watching, she turned to look back at the barge that was strapped to Baroon's immense back. "Hello, Nima," Hap called. He wasn't sure that Nima could see him in the gloom of night, with tatters of cloud shrouding the moon. But she waved. She stood, walked across the bony plates of the Leviathan's back, and climbed the stairs to stand beside Hap. Nima was clad in black sealskin. As she ran her hands through her long hair, Hap stole a glance at the translucent skin that bridged the space between her knuckles. He pulled his gaze away in an instant. He knew better than most how it felt to have someone stare at a physical oddity. "Why aren't you below with the others, Happenstance?" she asked. Hap shrugged. "I felt like coming up here." That was hardly true. What he really felt like was not setting out on this adventure at all. He wished Umber could be content to stay at home in the Aerie. It was a fine place to dwell, with wonders and mysteries galore inside its crammed archive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?